Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining my wife and I. Well, today we are answering some questions about hell and demons.
Okay, Bill. First question is, how can demons torment when they are in torment?
That's a good question. You know, in Matthew 8:29, when Jesus went to cast out a devil, the devil says to him, "Have you come to torment us before the time?" Well, that right there gives us a clue that the demons are not in torment right now, or at least in full torment. But what time was the demon referring to? Revelation 20:10, where the devil is cast into the lake of fire and will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So that's the time the demon was talking about, and that's at judgment day, after the thousand-year period and so forth. So most of the commentaries agree that the demons are only in partial torment, if any, right now, but they'll be in full torment later. And Matthew Henry's commentary, page 1652, says, "There is a time in which devils will be more tormented than they are, and they know it. The last day is the time fixed for their complete torture. They have now some ease. They will then be in torment without ease." I think that's a real good summation. Then Jameson Fawcett Brown's commentary says, "Satan, his full torment is not until he is cast into the lake of fire." So that's the case. So they're only in partial torment right now.
And they'll be in a full torment at judgment day.
Correct.
Okay. Well, what about, Bill, can demons torment people in hell? And where is that in the Bible? And
that's a good question also. You know, demons are on the earth and in hell, according to the scripture. And we'll get to those. But first of all, Matthew 25:41, Jesus said, "Then he will also say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." So you see, he was saying that the people that reject him, that don't receive him, they're going to the same place as the devil. So devils and people will be in the same pit. And this next verse, Isaiah 14:15, talking about Lucifer, it says, "Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell," and that's the word Sheol, the current hell down deep in the earth, "to the sides of the pit." And the word pit there is the word bower. And I point that out because these next verses will place man in the same pit or bower. Isaiah 24:21 says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high," that's the demons, the angels that fell, "and the kings of the earth upon the earth," that's people, "and they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit," the word bower, "and shall be shut up in the prison." So there we go, the same word that Satan was cast down in Isaiah 14:15, bower, here's the same place, man is in the same prison, in the same hell. Psalms 40:2, and he brought me up out of a horrible pit. And the word pit there is the word bower. Isaiah 38:18 says, "They that go down to the pit," or bower, "cannot hope for thy truth." So again, that's people. Psalms 88:6 says, "Thou hast laid me in the lowest pit," or bower, "in darkness in the deep." One more verse, Proverbs 1:12 says, "Let us swallow them up alive as the grave." And the word grave there is the word sheol. "And whole as those that go down to the pit." The word pit is bower. So again, you see people in the same place as Satan.
So if they're in the same place, Bill, then of course they would be tortured or tormented by the demons.
Right, because there's no one to protect you. There's no angels that protect you. And so the demons are in that same place that man is placed. So how horrible is that? You know, Jameson Fawcett Brown's commentary, page 952, says, "Themselves tormentors," talking about the demons, "and destroyers of their victims." So see, they are tormentors, the demons. We read Erwin Lutzer in his book, 1 Minute After You Die, page 25. He said, "It is understandable that demonic spirits would await those who enter eternity without God's forgiveness and acceptance." In other words, demonic spirits are going to join them or even drag them off, as some of these other scriptures point out. Matthew 18:34 says that they will be delivered to the tormentors. Well, the question is, who are the tormentors? Matthew Henry's commentary on the whole Bible, he said, devils, the executioners of God's wrath, will be their tormentors forever. Then we look at Luke 12:47 and 48. It says, they will be beaten with many stripes or beaten with few. Well, who's doing the beating? John Wesley, he states, for the executioners of God's vengeance are at hand, and when he has once delivered you over to them, you are undone forever. So he answers that there. Psalms 50, verse 22 says, now consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there'll be none to deliver you. Matthew Henry's commentary says about that verse, those that will not consider the warnings of God's word will certainly be torn to pieces by the executioners. Then one more verse, Job 33:22 says, his soul draws near to the grave, and the word grave there is the word Sheol, and his life to the destroyers. Jameson Fawcett Brown's commentary says the destroyers are the angels of death. So again, we see angels are the destroyers and doing the tormenting in hell.
That seems very,
fallen angels.
That seems very clear, Bill. Thank you. No, that was really great. Yeah. Also, does God appoint each person their place of punishment?
Yes, he does. You know, Matthew 16:27 says, then he shall reward every man according to his works. So God is the one appointing, as this next verse. Matthew 24:51 says, he will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites. So God assigns his place with the hypocrites. Luke 12:47 says, he will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. So again, you're appointed your certain place. Hebrews 10:29 says, of how much worse of a punishment. And it goes on. So in other words, there's a worse punishment and there's a less punishment. And God determines that. Revelation 21:8 says, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire. So again, their part.
Yeah, those are good scriptures for that. Okay, and another question is, are there different degrees of punishment?
Yes, there are. In Matthew 23:14, it says, Jesus said, you shall receive the greater damnation. Well, that infers a lesser damnation. Matthew 10:15, Jesus said, it will be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Well, that infers a less tolerable. Hebrews 10:28 says, again, of how much worse of a punishment, suppose it shall be for you, you who have trodden underfoot the Son of God. There's a worse punishment. And then Luke 12:47 says, you'll be beaten with many stripes or beaten with few. So I think that's very clear that there are different degrees of punishment and levels of torment. So now Matthew Henry's commentary on the whole Bible, he says, there are different degrees of punishment in that day. All the pains of hell will be intolerable, but some will be more so than others. Some sink deeper into hell than others and are beaten with more stripes.
Yeah, it's very clear from the scriptures you just read that there are degrees of punishment.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Hell is so horrible already. You're separated from God. You're separated from all good. You're in complete darkness, but now people have to also contend with these demons.
Right.
That are torturing them.
Besides the fire, there's burning, there's isolation, you're lonely, you never get to talk to a person again, the stench is far worse than you can imagine, there's hideous creatures and snakes and maggots and every disgusting thing, and that you can't hardly breathe, there's not enough air. These are all the things you experience in hell, plus the demons that can torment you.
So if we really kept this before our eyes and our heart and our mind, hell, and really understand the severity of it, I think we would have more of a passion for, Lord, open the door, give me a way to share with this person or a neighbor or someone we come in contact with.
Right.
I mean, I think it's just a topic that people want to push away. You know, it's so horrible. It's so severe. We really don't want to focus on it or think about it,
right,
even as Christians.
I know. And people don't want to talk about it, but yet we should. And it does three things to me for Christians. Number one, it gives you more of appreciation from what you were saved from. When you think, wow, he saved me from this horrible place. Thank God for my salvation. Number two, it causes us as Christians to walk more in the fear of the Lord. you know, to not compromise and live a life of sin and think you're okay. You think, I do not want to get near sin. I don't want to take one chance of even going to hell. Now, we're saved by grace, of course, but you do not want to play around with a sinful lifestyle. It'll keep you walking the straight walk. And number three, it gives you more of a passion for the lost, a desire to want to witness, because you think, I don't want my friends or family or neighbors going there. I've got to do something. I've got to take some effort and pray for them and fast and so forth. It causes that in you when you understand the severity of hell.
Yes, no, so true, Bill. Okay, I just had a couple more questions. It's talking about hell. So does Satan have a kingdom?
Yes, it's not hell, actually, but it is the world. You know, in Matthew 4, 8, 9, it says, and again, the devil taketh him up, talking about Jesus, takes him up into a exceeding high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and says unto him, all these things I will give unto you if you will fall down and worship me. So he was offering the kingdoms of the world to Jesus. Of course, Jesus didn't take it, of course. But the point is, his kingdom is of the world, and he's the god of this world. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the god of this world. Then in Matthew 12, 26, Jesus said, how shall his kingdom stand? So Jesus said he has a kingdom, but it's not actually him ruling over hell. Even though his demons are in hell and so forth, he's not actually the ruler. God is the one that determines, you know, everything that actually goes on in hell.
Okay. You know,
that makes Because God appoints people to where their rightful position and so forth, as we said.
Okay, well, that makes sense. He has, Satan's kingdom is this world.
Right.
And then also, are the gates of hell a symbol of Satan's kingdom? Would you say that?
No, not at all. No, the gates are not symbolizing Satan's kingdom or authority, but rather his prison. Isaiah 24, 22 says that. Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. Ezekiel 28, 13 and 14 explain that. So the gates of hell are referred to in Psalms 9, 13, Isaiah 38, 10, and Matthew 16, 18. You know, and Jesus has the keys of hell and death, Revelation 1, 18 says. So, no, the gates indicate no escaping, and God alone has those keys. So so that's the case with that. You know, hell is far worse than we can even get across, but the good news is that we do not have to go to hell, but it's man's decision. God doesn't send anybody there. Your own words will send you there, according to Matthew 12, 37. That's what Jesus said. If you reject Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you will end up in this place. But if we repent of our sins and turn to God and believe that Jesus died for our sins and rose from the dead, we can be saved and avoid hell and enter heaven. So I encourage you to do that today.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.